Quick bounce and re-import tricks from scratch in Ableton Live 12, advanced drum and bass workflow. Alright, let's build a fast, aggressive bounce workflow in Live 12 that you can use in basically every DNB session. The whole idea is simple. You design something, you commit it to audio at the right moment, and then you treat your own audio like a custom sample pack. That's where the speed comes from. Not endless tweak mode, but quick checkpoints that you can slice, pitch, reverse, stretch, and rearrange. And this is especially powerful in drum and bass, because the genre is basically built on edits. Rolling drums that evolve every 8 bars, bass phrases that feel performed, and little micro fills that make the drop feel alive. Audio makes all of that faster. Here's what we're building today. A rolling drum loop printed to audio and sliced for fills. A resampled bass phrase that becomes a playable audio instrument. A heavy reese or tech layer, made by resampling distortion in stages, and a quick print system, so you're not wasting time routing every 5 minutes. Then we'll do a few arrangement moves, 16-bar builds, drop edits, micro fills, and a pre-drop tape stop style moment. Let's start by setting up the print system, because this is the part that separates I Can Resample from I Can Resample Instantly. Create a new audio track and name it Print. This is your capture track. Now choose what it records from. If you set audio from to resampling, you'll capture the master output. That's fast, but there's a big DNB warning. If you're running a limiter or a loudness chain on your master, you're going to bake in pumping, clipping artifacts, and you'll make your later mix decisions way harder. So a cleaner approach is to record from a specific bus or group, like a drums group or a bass bus, before any master limiting. In the print track, set monitor to off. That's crucial, because it prevents feedback loops and weird monitoring doubling. Arm the track. Then give yourself a clean record region in arrangement, like 8 or 16 bars. And prohabit, record an extra bar at the end for tails. Reverb and delay tails are part of the vibe, and if you cut them off, your edits click or feel choked. Now, coach note that will save you hours long term. Decide whether you're printing pre-FX, post-FX, or post-mixer. Pre-FX means raw capture that you can redesign later. Post-FX means you're committing the character and CPU-heavy chain. Post-mixer includes fader and pan, useful when you're committing balances. In advanced sessions, I'll often print two versions, something like bass RAW and bass char, just so I have an escape hatch. Next up, drums. We're going to commit a rolling groove so we can slice it and do jungle-style edits fast. Make a drums group. Inside it you can have kick, snare, hats, ghosts, and maybe a break layer. On the drums group itself, use a tight stock chain. Start with EQ8, high pass around 25 to 35 Hz. That's just cleaning the absolute subrumble. If it's boxy, a small dip around 250 to 400 Hz can open things up. Then drum bus. Drive somewhere in the 5 to 15 range, boom at 0 to 15 if you want weight, but tune it so it's not fighting your kick fundamental. French 5 to 20, but be careful. Hats can turn into angry sand if you overdo it. Then glue compressor, attack around 3 to 10 milliseconds, release either auto or something like 0.1 to 0.3 seconds, ratio 2:1, and aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. You're gluing, not flattening. Then saturator with soft clip on, drive 1 to 6 dB. And if you want heavier tone, roar can be insane here, but keep it controlled, especially in DNB. A little distortion is often enough because everything is already fast and dense. Now print it. On the print track, set audio from to your drums group. Record 8 bars. When you stop, you've got committed audio. Right-click the recorded clip and crop sample if you want it neat and self-contained. Then set the clip gain so it behaves like a sample. Treat prints like samples. If your drum print is peaking somewhere around minus 6 to minus 3 dBFS, you're in a nice zone. Consistent print levels make a/B decisions fast, because you're not being tricked by loudness. Now we slice for fills. Take that printed drum clip and consolidate it into a clean region, like 8 bars. Then right-click and slice to new MIDI track. Slice by transients, that's usually best for drums. Ableton will create a drum rack full of slices. This is where your drop gets energy. Program a couple quick fills. One right before bar 9, and one at the end of bar 16. Think 1/16th stutters, quick snare flams, little hat chokes. And for instant style points, duplicate a snare slice and reverse it inside simpler. That reverse snare into the hit is a classic tension builder. To make it feel like a record, don't quantize everything like a robot. Nudge a few ghost hits late by 5 to 15 milliseconds, or apply a light groove from the groove pool. DNB can handle swing, but don't overdo it. You want propulsion, not stumble. Optional trick, beat repeat. Put it on a return or on a bus for the slices. Set interval to 1 bar, grit to 1/16 or 1/32, chance around 10 to 30%, and automate it for 1 or 2 beats before transitions. If CPU gets heavy, print that effect as audio too. That's the theme. If it's cool, capture it and move on. Now let's do bass. This is the second major bounce, and it's where you turn a synth patch into something you can actually play as audio. Create a MIDI track called Bass MIDI. Use Wavetable or Operator. Start with something sawish or squarish. If you add unison, keep mono compatibility in mind. Then auto filter for movement. Then saturator with 3 to 10 dB of drive and soft clip on. Roar is optional but extremely effective if you use multiband. Distort the mids, protect the sub. Then EQ 8 to clean low mids if it's getting cloudy. Then a compressor sidechained from your kick or kick snare bus. Subtle, consistent pump. Not a dramatic EDM suck, just enough to keep the low end breathing. Now print the bass correctly. Create an audio track called Bass Print. Set audio from to your bass MIDI track and make sure you're recording post effects. That's important because we want the character. Record 4 to 8 bars with movement. Again, give yourself a little extra tail time if you're using delay or reverb. Now the fun. Re-import mindset. Decide if you want warp on. For bass, try Complex Pro if you want texture, or Beats if you want tighter transients. If it gets weird, turn warp off and treat it as straight auto. Then do producer moves. Duplicate the clip and transpose it by minus 12, minus 7, plus 5. You'll get instant variations without rewriting the MIDI. Reverse tiny tails to create suction transitions. Consolidate your best one-bar phrase and duplicate it, but make small edits each time so it evolves. Now we're going to create a heavy reese or tech layer using the most important resampling concept. Bounce, distort, bounce again. This is how you weaponize sound. Duplicate your bass print onto a new audio track called Reese Resample. On that track, build a distortion focused chain. Start with a Q8 and high pass around 80 to 120 Hz. That's you protecting the sub. The sub should usually be its own clean layer, mono and consistent. The reese is your mid-range violence. Add roar. Try drive, fuzz, or dirt. If you can, use multiband, go harder on the mids, calmer on the lows. Then chorus ensemble very subtly for width, but don't smear it. Then auto filter for sweeps or slow motion. Then frequency shifter in ring mode, but subtle, just enough metallic edge to cut through. Then another saturator for final bite, and a utility at the end to control width. Keep lows mono. If you want a wide layer, make sure the width is coming from mids and highs, not from the sub. Now bounce again. Route Reese resample to print and record 2 to 4 bars of the nastiest section. This is bounce number 3, and now you have a designed audio asset that's way faster to arrange than a giant synth chain. Chop that reese into call and response. Slice half bar chunks. Alternate it with a cleaner bass layer. Classic phrasing. Bars 1 and 2, statement. Bars 3 and 4, variation. Bars 5 to 8, escalate with more distortion, more edits, more drum fills. Bar 8, do a pre-drop edit like a hard stop or a smear. Let's talk arrangement tricks now, because printed audio is where arrangement becomes decisive. Going into a drop, try a one-beat silence. Just cut everything for one beat, then slam back in. It's simple and it works. For a tape stop imitation, you can automate clip transpose downward quickly on the last beat, or use warp markers to slow the audio, then print that as a transition clip, so it's always ready. Every 8 bars, insert a microfill. 1/8 to 1/4 bar is enough. Use your sliced drum rack or a printed fill clip. And here's a pro move, print your FX returns too. Make an FX print track and record only reverb throws and delay throws. Then you can edit them like drum hits. Cut them, reverse them, place them into gaps. Indeed NB, that's how you get that produced feeling fast. Now a few advanced workflow upgrades, because this is where the system becomes scalable. First, a commit ladder. Instead of one print track forever, make print 1 clean, print 2 processed, print 3 designed. Each stage is a checkpoint. If you go too far, you can step back without undue archaeology. It keeps your session organized and your decisions intentional. Second, parallel print for instant A / B versions. Route your drum group to 2 print tracks at once. One is drums print clean, the other is drums print crush with extra drum bus, saturation, maybe clipping. Now, in arrangement, you can escalate energy by swapping clips, not rebuilding chains. That is a huge speed boost. Third, mid-side style resampling for wide but controlled bass. Duplicate your bass audio. Track A, utility with width at 0%, mono anchor. Track B, utility with base mono on and width pushed, like 140 to 200%, but it's only for mids and highs. Print them separately, then layer. You get width without destroying the sub. Fourth, microtiming resample trick. If you add groove or shuffle to drums in MIDI, then print the loop, then slice it, the slices inherit the feel. Your fills will sit without extra MIDI nudging. That's one of those small effort, big payoff things. And one more sound design extra. Euro movement from a stag print. Take one sustained bass note, add auto filter with fast envelope or LFO, phaser flanger low mix, frequency shifter with small HC values automated, roar multiband, then print 8 to 16 bars of automation. You're basically generating a performance from one note and then slicing the best moments. This is how you get that living, talking bass without needing a million notes. Common mistakes to avoid while you do all of this. Don't print from the master with heavy limiting if you can avoid it. Label your prints. Seriously. Name clips with BPM, length, and version. Like drums, print 174 BPM 8 bar A. Don't warp everything by default. Some bass resamples feel tighter with warp off. Don't print too hot. If you print too hot, you'll spend the rest of the session chasing distortion problems you accidentally baked in. And be phase aware when layering, especially on sub. Keep a clean sub layer separate and mono, and let the res live above it. Now, a quick practice run you can do in about 20 minutes. Set tempo to 172 to 175. Build a two-step drum pattern with ghosts. Add a break layer. Process drums on the group. Print drums to audio. Slice the printed drums and program two fills. End of bar 8 and bar 16. Write a 4-bar bass riff in MIDI with movement. Print bass to audio. Duplicate the bass audio, distort aggressively, then print the res. This audio version is shortened for playback.